gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
And this time I mean it, and that's not a fake radio woo-hoo.
Well, really? Why?
No, why?
Why?
We got Voice D&D Jim Ward back for 3 hours.
Hooray!
Voice D&D Jim Ward.
Yay! It's like Christmas just came early. Everything old is new again.
And how's traffic at this time?
It's great.
Yeah, I know, right?
I've forgotten how easy it is to get here.
It's his first day back at school. He's all, he'll be back to ignoring me by tomorrow,
yeah.
Won't you?
Yeah, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he'll be back to OEO.
Trudging into the coal mines. Yay! The band's back together again! I'd have to move all my, Mitch McConnell stories to the hours 2 and 3 anymore.
That's right.
Yeah.
You can do them whenever you want.
Exactly. All right. Welcome home, Jim.
Thank you.
All right. And by the way, Sexy Liberalness kids, we are off to Austin, Texas this Saturday for Sexy Liberal. And Mike and Raleigh.
All the stiff kids are in Texas. The Sexy Liberal Show is where I really love to be. But all the sexy liberals in Texas.
Thank you, Mike. Tickets going fast. Hurry. Go to sexyliberal.com, sexyliberal on Facebook. Next up, Mama's Hometown, November 19th. Let's see, Brian in Tanawanda up the transit from Mama's old hometown of Lakeport.
And Cheektowaga.
Actually, he says it's a few miles west of the transit, which is true.
Oh, well,
yeah.
That changes everything.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, Steph, got tickets for my fiance and I. If we're Sexy Liberal at Shays. That's November 19th. I hope your homecoming rose isn't your rose moment. Could be. Could be where I do the stage collapse.
Well,
that's the tour.
Don't you collapse on every stage? I there are tons of pictures.
This one might be the final bow, as they say.
Because there are tons of pictures of you just lying face down.
Napping. I'm taking a little rest.
Okay.
Jim, I mentioned yesterday that Mr. Potter, the guy that owns the show, is I'm finally worth more to him alive than dead.
You're worth more alive than dead. What? How did that happen? What?
Now he's confused about whether to kill me for the life insurance money or just slowly work me to death.
What are you going to do now, Mr. Potter?
He obviously needs to take out more life insurance on you.
I'm already tickled to bits every time you mention Tanawanda, where we are on the air, especially the promo mentions taking the transit up to Shays. In addition to teabagging demonstrations, will there examples of what may have happened between Herb Cain, as Sarah Palin called him, and his female co-workers?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Wow.
That's it.
I think we may have to add that skit.
Especially since we got details yesterday.
Oh, let's talk.
Let's dish.
Let's detail.
Randy Rhodes yesterday. He did a Pesci. He did a Joe Pesci. It's what? 9 minutes after. I think she means the pushing your head toward the crotch for oral sex. Which movie is that in? You didn't do the Pesci! Yes, you did!
Is that from that Vegas movie?
Casino?
Casino?
I don't know. I don't know.
There's a lot of holes in the desert. Let them get baddies in them.
Okay.
He was scary in that movie.
Yeah.
By the way, sorry. I meant to do that. Yeah. Real quick, also, don't forget, Fort Lauderdale. Maybe we'll get the hell out of come and be a guest. Who knows?
Sweet.
Yeah, that's, when is it? December 10th. And then Denver is the big Chris Mahana Kwanzaa year-end show, December 17th in Denver, City by the Bay. Victoria.
We love you, Denver! City by the Bay!
Awesome. Victoria, so where's my psychic music? You must be psychic. I think I am. I think I'm comedically psychic. It's the only capacity. Dear Steph, just last week you were describing Herman Cain's nightmare scenario in which he receives a call from Gloria Allred.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. See, many times Jim does skits and they become real.
Yeah.
And there is no wall between reality and, yeah. Lo and behold, yesterday's news that a fourth woman who was harassed came forward will be on TV with Ms. Allred. The question is, do you have a backline to Allred's office? Well, in that she dances... to poker face in my house every now and
actually,
again.
Actually, she has a beach house very close to my agent's beach house.
Really? I wonder if that's the connection. Or maybe I'm just, we're comedically psychic. I don't know. Who can tell?
Well,
who can say?
who couldn't see this coming a mile away.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Come
There's
on.
A picture of Herman Cain in the news now holding up five fingers.
No,
that's five.
No, yes.
Number five to get twisty bread.
We're not done yet.
Now, 999 women.
Oh, boy. Yeah. All right. Here's the...
Wow.
This is Sharon Bialik.
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 Instead of going into the offices, he suddenly reached over.
Oh, dear.
And he put his hand on my leg, under my skirt,
uh-oh,
and reached mm-hmm. for my genitals.
Yikes.
He also grabbed my head and mm-hmm. brought it towards his crotch.
Pesci. That's
right.
That's the Pesci move.
Yeah. Jim, by the way,
you don't seem very offended by that. You're like,
oh,
yeah.
I know what you're going to say, and we're going to have that coming up in a right wing world.
What?
Well, a tease. Consider it a tease.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
He's being even more juvenile than usual.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's being fifth grade.
Oh, I see it now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm part of the tease conspiracy.
Yes, you are.
Oh, I got a very angry letter from a very angry liberal about me comparing Justin Bieber to Rachel Maddow.
Oh.
Why would that make anybody angry?
I don't know.
Because we...
Nothing is funny as long as there are problems.
Because the rod up that man's butt has a rod up its butt.
Good Lord. The rod up that man's butt must have a rod up its butt.
Of Justin Bieber and it's,
even Rachel Maddow has compared her look to Justin
How
Bieber.
How dare she?
I beg your pardon. Well, it's the people that say Jim's being racist when he does the dead-on Herman Cain voice.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it sounds exactly like Herman Cain.
Well, you can't make fun of people.
You understand, Jim, this is an art for him. When people call in and go, you wouldn't do that to Obama, Jim's like, he doesn't sound like that.
Right.
I am a voice scientist.
I'm not going to step and fetch it. I mean,
no.
By the way, he made a ton of money playing that character. I mean,
Jim's favorites are when he plays like a woodland creature of some sort, and he gets advice on how an accent was was a little off. And Jim's like, wow, that's very good. But it's a friggin' field mouse. No one knows exactly what it sounds like.
That accent sounded more Lancashire than Yorkshire.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Shut it.
Did you get complaints about the sheep that you did?
Oh, probably. I don't remember.
That doesn't sound like a sheep.
That was more of a goat. And you would know this how? Never mind.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I mentioned
Jim's like, it's a whole fictional scenario in the first... It's not even...
It's a talking sheep! Shut up!
Yeah, the sheep that was testifying against the farmer.
Yeah.
That was the bit.
That
people had
allegedly.
They had some sort of problem with which sort of accent of England it came from. Like, okay,
it was actually in Holland, so it didn't
sheep don't
matter.
Actually talk, and they don't actually testify against the farmers. But anyway...
Would you rather I had the sheep speaking Dutch? Would that be more authentic for you?
All right.
Took place in Holland?
A New Zealand accent. I hear there are more sheep than people in New Zealand. How about that?
My favorite was when Jim would go on the road with me, and just the look on his face when people would, do their little voices for him and instruct him in what exactly was a little off in his own work. Just to be helpful.
Yeah, Jim loves that.
Well, James Mason sounds more like Michael York. Well, Michael York sounded exactly like James Mason. No, he didn't. It was quite different.
Hey, Jim, everyone loves my Ronald Reagan. Listen,
there you go again.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It's like that patented Sean Hannity
is it
Bill Clinton impression.
Is it too early to say, down goes Frazier, down goes Frazier?
Oh, stop it.
Too soon? Yeah, I guess it is.
Too soon. Joe Frazier died.
Oh.
Bill Clinton, your mentor, the man you love,
here he goes,
said earlier today, I ordered America's armed forces to bomb.
That's great. Awful.
Yeah.
Okay. You sound a little like your little horse, and it's... Okay, a fourth woman has accused
President?
That was a... Wow, that was a faux pas.
Where did that come from?
Oh, from my lips to ears. Okay, Herman Cain, presidential candidate, Herman Cain of sexual harassment. Sharon Bialik. Is it Bialik stock and beam?
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Bialik.
I think it's maybe like a shortening of Bialik stock. Which is a town.
I don't know why.
Ukraine,
I can hear Jim, when I was watching the press conference, I can hear him in my head doing exactly what he's just doing. Oh, yeah. Oh, she's hot. Mm-hmm. Oh, what? Then what happened?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Do
then show squeezy on the doll.
He's squeezing with field pants.
He really is.
He is.
Acts,
he is.
Well, did you hear? She checked.
By the way, smooth move. Shove your hand up your skirt.
Chicks love that.
Well, yeah.
Did you hear her tell the story about when she checked into the hotel room? It was a suite.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And she went to him and said, "Wow, this is a nice hotel room." And he said,
"I gave you an upgrade."
Yeah, with that creepy smile. He probably did that exact smile. He probably turned three quarter like he does in the ad and just. And then Mark walks behind him smoking.
Good work. You're like a joke.
Skeevy, skeevy, skeevy. And I thought when I would never say Herman Cain just got cheesier. Now, there it is. There it is again. Okay. She.
Common President Skeevy.
So she said it happened right after she was laid off from she's a former National Restaurant Association employee. She approached Cain for help and looking for a new job. He did offer her a certain kind of job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Offered her some work.
Well, he had an idea
for
a job.
You want a job, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe you should get, you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She traveled to D.C. Where she had dinner with him upon her arrival, as we mentioned. She found she had been magically upgraded. Which, trust me, I've been on the road. It doesn't happen.
No?
Someone wants something. If you get upgraded, yeah.
Well, if you go on the road with the guy who owns the show that's trying to kill you for life insurance money, he takes the minibars out of the rooms. Have you noticed
he
that?
He did that to Jim and I when we were on the road.
Yeah, he did that to me in Denver.
Okay. Now, we don't want a minibar because you will have to replenish it within 5 minutes.
No one authorized drinking sodas. Okay.
$8 sodas.
All right, 17 minutes after the hour. Back with the rest of the details of the aforementioned skeeviness as we continue. All right, kids, you send it. You know what, Christopher?
What?
I had another the other day. I have a big marketing thing file that I'm doing for the book proposal.
Yes.
And I was like, I tried to send it regularly. No! Too big. That's too many pictures. It's too big a file.
Ah.
What happened? You send it.
There you go.
There you go. You've all been there, and I kept getting the bounce back, or else it was just taking forever.
That's right.
Oh, that thing, that little thing going around and around.
The spinny beach ball.
Yes.
Yes. That's Steve Jobs' eternal flame, the spinny beach ball.
Okay, thanks. Mm-hmm. That's why I use YouSendIt.com to deliver large files, photos, presentations quickly and securely. Over 20 million people are using YouSendIt. Why aren't you? With YouSendIt, you can send unlimited number of large files, over 40 times larger than a standard email, and you get confirmation when they've been received or updated. Plus, it works from any computer, iPhone, or tablet. I want you to get started with YouSendIt today, right now. You're going to love it. For a limited time, I have an exclusive offer for my listeners. Sign up for a free trial. Get 1 year free for less than $7 a month when you subscribe. That's almost 50% off the regular price.
Whoa.
To get this great offer, you must go to YouSendIt.com. That's YouSendIt.com. Click on the free trial. Enter my name, Stephanie, in the promo code. YouSendIt.com promo code, Stephanie. 18 minutes after the hour. Yay! Jim Ward is here. Whee!
And we have David Schuster this hour. Can it get any better?
It's a sexy liberal sandwich. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call the political party line now. 1-800-STEP-12. Stephanie Miller.
There goes the bikini whale.
How do you spell scoot-a-bit-up?
I wonder if this is playing when Herman Cain was forcing the woman's head.
Down.
23 minutes after the hour. Someone on the live blog said, I love this weekdays with Ward thing you have going.
That was Toby Cohen on Twitter.
It's a new feature.
Cool. Yeah.
All 3 hours of the weekday with Ward. All right. Oh, and by the way, someone has also pointed out that I have gotten another movie reference. Yeah. I do truly get more movie references wrong before 6 a.m. than most people do all day.
Yeah.
I apologize. What did I do?
We were doing the
Changing of the Guard song from The Wizard of Oz.
And you were thinking of Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to work we go.
Very different songs.
It's entirely
as you
different.
Mentioned. Trotting off to the mines.
Sure, well.
Yeah. Close enough. Same year, actually.
Snow White
and Wizard of Oz were both out in 1939, as was Gone with the Wind. Oh. Big year
I'm not
for
really
Technicolor.
On the same page as anyone.
No.
I danced to my own drummer. See, I even got that wrong. It's march to your own drummer.
March to your
not
own
dance
dancer.
Not dance to your own drummer.
You dance to your own music.
I'm going to dance to the drummer. Just screw you.
Screw your own DJ.
Oh, hey, speaking of time, looky here. It's 24 minutes after, and there's a fifth Herman Cain accuser.
Yeah.
Which we are getting details.
What was I just saying? He was holding up five fingers
yes.
in the picture.
We are comedically psychic. Yeah. We say it here, and it happens. Okay, we were in the middle. I didn't even finish the details of the fourth woman accuser.
Do you want me to mention?
Sure, okay. Yes, why not now?
According to the Washington Examiner, a former employee of the United States Agency for International Development says Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain asked her to help arrange a dinner date for him with a female audience member following a speech he delivered 9 years ago.
Wow.
Nine years ago.
What?
I think there's going to be nine women.
After the seminar was over, Donella told the Washington Examiner, Cain came over to me and a colleague and said, could you put me in touch with that lovely young lady who asked the question so I can give her a more thorough answer over dinner?
Oh, my God.
That's Squeezy McNeil Pants.
That's exactly what Squeezy McNeil Pants would say.
I'm telling you. Wow. Michelle and Marcus Bachman stole Waiting for Guffman, and he stole Squeezy McNeil Pants from Jim.
Donella declined to set up the date, and then Cain responded, then you and I can have dinner.
Oh, that's great. God.
The skeeviest.
It writes itself. He's doing Squeezy McNeil Pants. He owes me money.
If he in the next press conference
Herman
goes,
Cain
oh, my.
Herman Cain owes me $999 million.
Oh, Cain exhibited no inappropriate sexual behavior during the dinner, though he did order two $400 bottles of wine and stuck the women with the bill.
Oh!
Oh, my God.
First of all, I was going to say, I'd let him grope me for a $400, but not if I'm paying.
No, $800. There were two $400 bottles of wine.
Wow.
Yeah.
Skeevy bastard.
And you left the women with the bill.
Oh.
Smooth. Almost as smooth as shoving your hand up someone's skirt, pushing their head down. It's not like high school.
Yeah. Well, that takes coordination, though. You do both those things at the same time.
It's like your boyfriend at the drive-in or something. Stop it. Quit it. Okay.
Sounds like you have some experience with that.
Mm-hmm. A little bit.
Pizza boys?
Listen,
I
don't have the facts to back this up, but I do not think I slept with a Puntillo brother. There's something about getting close to my hometown show in Buffalo that's giving me flashbacks to
you should have
hopped up on Jenny Cream Ale and dry humping the bread songs.
You should have Puntillo Brothers Pizza cater the event.
They're all the way in Lackport. Up in Shays in Buffalo. It's too far.
Too far?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure they'd come back for some dessert.
Did they show you their twisty breads?
Pizza Man. All right. It's the original Skeevy Pizza Man.
Wow.
Okay. All right. So, listen, I'm still going through the details of the fourth woman, for God's sakes. Okay. I'm telling you, it's the truth. After dinner, the two were sitting in his car at high school.
Mm-hmm.
Well, before we say something, what are you doing to my head? Stop it. And he suddenly reached over very smooth. God, even a high school guy knows to, like, do that, you know, the skeevy, like...
Sure, pretend you're...
Yeah.
Pretend you're stretching.
You're stretching, and your hand just ends up, and then you cop a cheap little side boob. Something. But this.
You sound like you've had experience with this.
Yeah, something. This is really
amateur. Or distract
him, like,
doing a slight shoulder massage. Oh, yeah, that feels good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nip. Oh, sorry.
You think that feels good?
Oh, a little nip.
What?
Sorry.
No, I slipped.
I'm sorry. Didn't mean to do that.
He suddenly reached over and put his hand on my leg under my skirt and reached for my genitals and moved her head toward his crotch.
Smooth.
I was surprised and shocked. I said, what are you doing? You know I have a boyfriend. This is not what it came here for.
Smooth operator.
And here's the skeeviest part. Yeah, when she protested, Cain replied, you want a job, right?
Maybe you should give me a job. Some kind.
She identifies herself as a stay-at-home single mom who lives in Chicago and is a registered Republican. Oh, dear.
Oh, yeah. She's like
she's a Tea Party Republican.
Yeah,
she listens to right-wing religious talk radio.
What happened to the whole liberal racist thing,
mm-hmm.
conspiracy thing? This is a smear against a blah, 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 blah. She said she didn't file a claim in part because she was no longer formally employed by the group and she was also embarrassed. Gloria Allred offered sworn affidavits from two friends to whom she spoke shortly after the alleged encounter. She just wants Mr. Cain to come clean. Might be a little late. All right, so we'll talk about all of this and more with David Shuster next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
To that clueless boy over there, you're a very powerful woman. Technically, you're a catch. You've got the status, naturally thick hair, a decent set.
Oh, God, these details get better and better. Just in case you've just tuned in, there was yet a fifth hurricane accuser.
What did I just say?
Oh, God.
The five fingers.
I love this.
There.
I miss, yeah. Yeah, he was, or he was telegraphing five.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't catch these details. So Floyd says he tried to have her set him up with a woman in the audience,
yep.
And then she declined to do that, and he said, well, why don't we have dinner then?
Yeah.
And then... So I love this part. She said they were suspicious of Kane's motives, declined to set up the date. Kane responded, then you and I can have dinner. That's when two female colleagues intervened and suggested we all go out to dinner together. It's the block team.
Yeah.
Wow. We've all done it. Oh, my God, you guys, come with me. This guy's so skeevy. I am not going alone.
They're wingmen.
The next time the women heard from him was Christmas when he sent his gospel CD. Because he had to tell Jesus.
I must tell Jesus.
Oh, about uncooperative women.
About these uncooperative bitches. All of my
trials. I must tell squeezes.
I must tell Jesus I like squeezes. On my inner thigh.
Oh, God. Well, you know.
Yeah. Is our next guest going to want to come on after that?
Well, probably not.
Let's hope so, because we got him a new jingle.
Countdown contributor David Schuster joins us now from Washington.
As if Tuesday isn't exciting enough, David Schuster coming up.
He is the most interesting man in the world.
Good morning, David Schuster.
Oh, my God.
Good morning.
Wow, I hope you guys didn't spend much time putting that together.
Actually, one of our listeners, Shano, did.
Yes.
Yes, so.
You've been officially jingled, David Schuster.
Wow, I am flattered. I'm honored. I have to order a couple bottles of wine and have you guys pay for it.
We jingled you inappropriately without your knowledge. I mean, David, it's just great for comedy, but... For the country, I don't know what it says, but so, I don't know if you've heard that. That's just breaking this morning, this fifth woman.
I read the Examiner piece, and I loved, I mean, seriously, this thing about what, at the dinner then that he ended up having, and he orders $400 bottles of wine, and then leaves the other people with a tab. I think, look, there are all sorts of character flaws that Kane has that's now coming out, and I can only imagine Mitt Romney and Rick Perry are just having a great day.
Yeah, he's a fiscal conservative that believes in sticking the bill, sticking other people with the bill. Apparently.
Well,
that's even skeevier, you're right, than the forced BJ.
Speaking of sticking, I mean, what I don't understand is let's just suppose that Herman Cain in his sort of own perverted sort of world is thinking this woman's coming on to him. Under that, if he's in a car and he puts his hands on her and does all these different things and she says, what are you doing? Wouldn't he say something like, oh, come on, I know you like me, or I know you're attracted to me, or don't you feel the magic? But
yes.
He just flat out say, you want a job. Like, what?
Oh, yikes. Yikes. David Schuster, have you ever actually said to a woman, don't you feel the magic? You've not said that, have you?
No.
Please tell me.
No, I don't think I had the opportunity to say that. I mean, I just... I'm trying to think if there are any sort of any times like under the influence or anything like that where I've said something. I've said some pretty cheesy things, cheesy things said, but I don't think I've ever said.
Yeah, get Mrs. Schuster on the phone. I want to hear what she's talking about.
Don't you feel the magic, Stephanie? You can be my first on that. Don't you feel the magic?
In fact, I do with you. In fact,
she's got the music in her.
I do. I love this. The end of the Examiner piece, David said, Kane's campaign did not immediately respond. Do you think they're changing tactics at this point?
Well, I heard last night on Jimmy Kimmel, strangely enough, Herman Cain was on. He said he's going to have a news conference, and there are a couple reports this morning that, in fact, he's in Arizona today, and at 3 o'clock Eastern time, I think noon where you guys are, he's going to address these allegations, except from what I've heard this morning and what I'm sort of picking up is he's basically going to accuse this woman, Sharon Bialik, of, you know, having financial difficulties and a history of bankruptcy. So, in other words, he's going to portray her as a money-grubbing whatever,
right,
as opposed to just taking on the allegations. And so I think if he has a news conference, fine. If he addresses it flat out and were to say, hey, I'm going to take a lie detector test, or this is all bunk, or here's what I'm going to do to prove that she's lying, that would be one thing. But I think if he comes out and says, well, this is all about her wanting money, I think his campaign then is really toast.
Well, I was just going to say, David, the only brief problem with that is she hasn't asked for any money. She's not suing him for money, and she never did. So how does
not really sort of going after necessarily the facts of what somebody's talking about. And so, but I think, look, in essence, that's a valid point. I mean, she's not asking for money. And And the fact of the matter is this does not go away unless he finds some way to say this is not true and here's how I can prove it.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, I, yesterday the campaign said all allegations of harassment against Mr. Kane are completely false. Mr. Kane has never harassed anyone. So they're, I mean, they've staked out a pretty, strong position there, haven't they, that.
Yeah, I think, I mean, they've taken a very sort of absolutist position that this is all false. And I think, to me, what's been sort of so interesting is just to watch some of the conservatives, whether it's, Brit Hume or Karl Rove or some of the other ones who are saying, look, this guy's done. Unless he can figure out some way of very quickly putting all this to rest and sort of proving that this is false, his campaign is over. And I think once you see some of the other conservatives sort of circling the wagons and saying that this guy is done for, then I think it's only a matter of, I think it's only a matter of time before Kane himself realizes it. And there are already a lot of indications, whether it's Iowa, New Hampshire, a lot of sort of the social activists there who are now being quoted by local newspapers and political reporters as saying, we have a lot of questions about this now. We like Herman Cain. We think he's got an incredible personality, very magnetic, but we need to hear more. And when you hear some of these social activists, a lot of whom have never even met him because he doesn't really have an organized campaign, when they're starting to say, this is troubling, then I think he's in really deep trouble.
Well, and our friend Ian Millhiser over at Think Progress wrote, the difference here, too, they said this story has gotten upgraded to criminal sexual abuse at this point. I mean, this is not just sexual harassment, right?
Yeah, it's not just sexual harassment. I think it also gets to the, even for people who might have been, don't quite understand sexual harassment or don't, or may just think, oh, maybe he was just sort of, being a fraternity type jock or whatever. I mean, now, when you start to hear that this was, for him, this was all about sort of using the power that he had over women, I think that sort of cuts through in a way that sexual harassment, in terms of the sort of graphic detail, sometimes does not. But I think a lot of people can relate to the idea of somebody power and abusing the power to sort of ask for, to get something inappropriate in exchange, regardless of what it is.
Yeah, let me cut through it for our right-wing Herman Cain defenders. It would be someone grabbing your wife's and pushing her head into his crotch. How do you feel about that?
The whole thing is just, at a certain point, Herman Cain now has to prove that he's not going to abuse the powers of his office or that he hasn't abused it in the past. And that's a pretty tough thing, I think, for him to get over. His campaign has sort of had this meteoric rise, and he does have a magnetic personality, incredible voice, and very sort of blunt. And I think there is sort of something to be said about the electorate on both sides right now is looking for candidates who are outside of the political system. And Herman Cain fits that bill. But at the same point, I think people want to know that there are certain moral character of their leaders, even if it's somebody who's not part of the political system.
I think the most pathetic thing, and there's a lot to choose from in this Republican field, is that Newt Gingrich is apparently making, if somehow this field is making Newt Gingrich seem more palatable, or like somehow some brand new idea is really kind of sad, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and I thought I heard this morning, I have to check this out, that Newt Gingrich was among those who were suggesting that Herman Cain needs to provide more details and needs to sort of deal with this somehow. And I thought, well, wait a second, I thought Newt Gingrich was the guy who divorced his wife when she was in the hospital bed, dying of cancer.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's not exactly a paragon of moral virtue.
Yeah, he's suddenly very concerned with women now and their feelings. Is all of this just to, not to use the word foreplay in a Herman Cain story, but for Mitt Romney getting the nomination as much as they can't stand him, apparently?
Yeah, I think it certainly helps Mitt Romney in the sense that, I still feel that there's a large swath of the Republican electorate. They are looking for some, the conservative Tea Party alternative to Mitt Romney. And Mitt Romney's what? He's been stuck at about 23 or 24% for the last 5 years. Herman Cain, I suppose, is maybe sort of the latest person to pose a threat. But at a certain point, the Republicans have to look up and find that sort of viable alternative to Mitt Romney. Or I think just because of the organization Romney has and the money and the sort of the political favors he's gotten from all these sort of local politicians now, Mitt Romney can essentially, waltz to the nomination as much as, a lot of conservative Republicans don't want him to get it. He just has all the pieces in place. And so if it's not Herman Cain, if it's not Rick Perry, if it's not Michelle Bachmann or Sarah Palin, if none of those can sort of rise to the level of being a viable alternative, I think the nomination is Mitt Romney's to lose. But I did think it was so interesting this morning. There was the DNC. I guess Mitt Romney's headed to Michigan, and they're taking out this very smart ad in which they're reminding voters that Mitt Romney said said that Detroit can go bankrupt and that the heck with the auto bailout and the auto industry should be allowed to die. Well, Michigan is having one of the most remarkable comebacks in this country right now, yep, and adding jobs and doing all sorts of incredible technology things, in part because, you know, the government gave it a lifeline.
Right.
So I think it's
and driving the economy.
Such smart politics for the Democrats to say, okay, remember, this is Mitt Romney, the guy who wanted this entire state to die.
I never said that. Yes, I did. No, I didn't.
And yet, you know, you listen to Right Wing World, and of course, President Obama is done, and the election has already happened, and he's already lost. But according to the latest NBC News Wall Street Journal poll, he continues to run ahead of pretty much anybody, any hypothetical or real Republican. Mm. He leads Mitt Romney by 6 points and Herman Cain by 15 in this poll.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's very much, well, re-elections are very much sort of a referendum on the incumbent. And to that extent, you know, when it's Obama versus sort of the generic Republican and whatnot, yeah, he's going to do badly. But I think the White House has a huge opportunity, which a lot of Republicans don't quite realize, or maybe they do when they look up and they see the weakness of the Republican field, and that is, at a certain point, this White House and Obama re-elect is going to get to sort of define his opponent. And it's going to be less and less about a referendum on President Obama, whether he's done everything that people wanted him to do, and more of a choice. Do you choose President Obama? At least, you know, maybe you don't necessarily like all of his policies, or if you're a Democrat, maybe you feel he's been too centrist, or if you're Republican, you feel that he's a Marxist communist from Africa or whatever.
Yes.
But at a certain point, the centrists and the people in the middle of the country who tend to decide these elections, they're going to have the Republican candidate very much defined. And at that point, if you think the Republican field is weak now, just wait until, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars of money in advertisements and a campaign strategy sort of knocks down the Republican even more.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, I love that, as you say, he doesn't, against some fictional Republican candidate that doesn't exist, he might have trouble, but against, you know, all of the actual ones, many of whom seem fictional, by the way. I don't know if you saw Rachel Maddow's piece that I think Herman Cain may be a performance artist. Maybe a lot of them are. Maybe the Michelle and Marcus Bachman is actually a skit. Maybe they're all like Borat in some way.
Well, and even against, you know, a fictional Democrat, I mean, I can sort of imagine in my own head this sort of, you know, the Democrat, which I wish would sort of run against President Obama in a primary and, you know, possibly be the Democratic nominee, but that Democrat doesn't really exist.
Yeah.
And at a certain point, you know, in politics, you have to sort of, you know, deal with reality at a certain point, and Republicans are going to have to deal with the reality that their field is weak. I mean, no matter how you look at it, I mean, each one of their top candidates, Romney, Perry, Bachman, Cain, I mean, they all have some pretty fatal flaws, and they're going to get exploited to the nth degree once they're in a general election. So I think, you know, Republicans who think that this election is over, that Obama is finished, and that this is going to be an easy battle for the Republicans to sort of win, I think they're crazy.
I think our perfect candidate does exist on our name, our side, and his name is David Schuster, who is the most interesting man in the world.
Oh, you're very kind. Well, I hats off to Shano and everybody else who put that jingle together.
Yeah.
I have to add it to my resume reel.
Yeah.
We will send it to you.
We'll send that along. See you soon, honey. All right.
Stephanie.
There he goes.
Stephanie, I always feel the magic with you.
Oh.
TV bastard. I love you, David.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Somehow I bought that. Or would you like to?
I guess so.
Feel my magic. 47 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Like being stung by a bee or getting a splinter or being chained to a wall in someone's sex dungeon.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Rock on.
Yeah, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 52 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Joe in Spokane. Hey, Joe.
Good morning, guys and gals.
Good morning.
So I'm watching C-SPAN the other day when old Newt and Herm were on there, and I'm thinking, God, you got a serial adulterer and a serial abuser. And then I was thinking they had something else in common. Newt Gingrich had to resign from Congress for illegal using campaign funds, if I'm not incorrect there. And
yep.
Isn't Herm being investigated for something with campaign funds now, too?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
but
indeed.
That's been overshadowed by all of this stuff.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, yeah. Hey, thanks, you guys.
All right.
Have a great day.
All right, thank you. Oh, he can't stay. Okay, no further questions. That's fine. Thank you.
You'll listen for his answer off the air.
Okay. All right, then. Pause.
Wow.
I love that Sarah Palin can't even get that right. That Herb Cain. All right. This is like one or two women ago. Sharon Bialik yesterday.
I was very, very surprised and very shocked. I said, what are you doing? You know I have a boyfriend. This isn't what I came here for. Mr. Cain said, you want a job, right?
Smooth operator.
Really? Zoinks. Oh, boy. She went on to say,
I really didn't want to be here today and wouldn't have been here if it had not been for the three other women who have alleged sexual harassment against Mr. Cain. I want you, Mr. Cain, to come clean. Just admit what you did.
Don't say come. Don't do it. Yeah, that's, by the way, this is a fifth woman this morning. We already went through that.
Yeah.
Jim, wow. I think you're right. I think there may be 999 when we're done. Maybe that's what the 999 plan really is all about. Okay. Sharon Bialik again yesterday.
I asked him to stop, and he did. I asked him to take me back to my hotel, which he did right away.
All right.
What a guy.
Yeah. Okay, then. Well,
after you've
well
shoved her
well.
Head into your crotch.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. She went on to say,
I'm coming forward to give a face and a voice to those women who cannot, or for whatever reasons, do not wish to come forward.
That's what the fifth woman said this morning who came forward. She said she felt it was important to describe her encounter with Cain after hearing more serious allegations of sexual harassment brought by other women. She said, I think Cain should not be a serious candidate for the presidential nomination because of what I've seen. Hmm. He's not a person I would want running the country. Ja think? All right. And Sharon Bialik on Piers Morgan.
I wanted to do this because those that know me know I don't back down from controversy and things, and I felt I needed to do this for the other woman that couldn't or wouldn't, and regardless of what happens, and I know you're right, there's going to be a lot of backlash, and I'm going to have to suffer through that, and I'm sure I'm going to be not portrayed as, you know, different things, so I'm willing to handle it. I'm a tough girl.
You mean you think, like, Rush Limbaugh might say something picky about you? That kind of thing?
Yeah, wait till you hear this coming up in the right world. Yes. Ooh, that was teasy.
Okay. Yes. Gloria Allred yesterday.
Instead of receiving the help that she had hoped for, Mr. Cain instead decided to provide her with his idea of a stimulus package.
It's glow with the jokes. Hey. Glow with the jokes.
I think it probably would have been better if she'd left that joke out.
Yeah.
This is a
global head of the jokes over here.
Yeah, this is a kind of a serious thing, and I don't. Yeah. Yeah.
Come on.
I mean, she gave the right wing ammunition in right wing world yesterday with that joke.
Well,
so she probably shouldn't have done that.
Okay, speaking of comedy, Herman Cain was on a Jimmy Kimmel.
I could see steam coming out of my ears, and the feelings that you have when you know that all of this is totally fabricated. Uh-huh. You go from anger.
Right.
Then you go, you get disgusted.
Sure.
You try to control yourself to make sure you watch this thing all the way through. And I was listening very closely.
Uh-huh. Now,
and then when it was all over with, I said, I know what we got to do. Because there's not an ounce of truth in all of these accusations. I will talk about any and all future firestorms. Because here's one thing people don't know about Herman Cain. I'm in it to win it. And I'm not going to be discouraged. Yeah. All of this stuff.
He's going through the five stages of bitch set me up.
We're bargaining right now, I think. Yeah. In denial somewhere in between those two. Yeah, he's, what was the first part of that? Oh, yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? Don't they always say that liberals are the victims?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Oh, such victims. He's such a victim. High-tech lynching and liberal lynch mob.
Right-wingers get so whiny when they get caught with their hand in the cookie jar.
Uh-huh. Or, well... Yeah,
or somewhere else, or trying to get in the cookie jar.
Yeah,
get
some sugar.
Okay, Roberta in Minnesota, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Roberta.
Hi.
I have a quick question on, and since in the first couple of days they talked about how these women couldn't come forward because they'd signed the confidentiality agreement.
Right.
And now they're just referred to as, you know, anonymous people. Did he tip the balance? Could they speak now and they're not speaking, or are they still bound by that confidentiality thing?
They're probably still bound by the confidentiality agreement. I don't think these two women that came out yesterday and today signed any.
These are different women.
Right. They didn't sign any confidentiality agreement because this was just an ancillary instance.
Yeah.
Right. I realize that. It's just no one's referring. When they refer to these other women, they're making it. When you hear it on the different news reports.
They say anonymous, and it's not anonymous. It is they're bound by a confidentiality clause. All right. 58 minutes after the hour, right back with Right Wing World on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. You know why? Because the Stephanie Miller Show is back to full strength with,
Boys, me and E, Jim Ward.
All 3 hours, yay! We're pulling up the rope. No one else is getting in the port now.
I'm back in the saddle again.
StephanieMiller.com, the website. You can email us all there, executive producer Chris, the boy voice deity, Jim Ward. Or me, Stephanie Miller, SexyLiberal.com, Sexy Liberal website. Sexy Liberal on Facebook. Check it out. Off to Austin this weekend. Tickets almost gone. Go to SexyLiberal.com for info on tickets. Then we've got Buffalo, New York coming up. Mama's hometown, November 19th. Fort Lauderdale is December 10th. Denver closes out the year December 17th, everybody. And just announced on Friday, and oh, dear goodness, apparently, wait a minute.
What?
Tour director Roland, where is he here? Let's see. Oh, he said there are literally, this is for March. The show's not till March 3rd when we come back to Chicago. There are literally only 12 VIP meet and greet tickets left, so don't say we didn't warn you. Oh, dear.
The Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour took the Windy City by storm in 2011.
Back to Chicago!
Because of overwhelming popular demand, your favorite progressive comedy trio is taking it back to Chicago. On March 3rd, at the height of the Republican primary season, insightful satirist John Fugelsang, mischievous heartthrob Hal Sparks, and the stunning seductress Stephanie Miller will perform live at the world-famous Chicago Theater.
Bring it!
Tickets are available online at Ticketmaster.com by calling Ticketmaster at 1-800-745-3000, and tickets can be purchased at the Chicago Theater box office. Join this record-breaking comedic revolution. It's your best remedy against right-wing distortions.
That's Chicago.
Second City, don't miss this second chance at sexy liberal splendor.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure Chicago never showed me love up in the club.
Really?
The years I was living there.
No?
Huh.
Melissa got her step. Mama, I got tickets for the Chicago show. I'm so excited you're coming back. I couldn't make it the last time because of my kids. Blah, blah, blah. No fun. Blah, blah. Trust me, I know. I have friends with kids. Seems like no fun.
Yeah, I know.
Can't kids this, that, blah.
Whatever. And they have sticky hands.
Yeah, and they got sticky hands on your chaise lounge.
Sticky hands off my chaise lounge. Oh, you took a taxi here. How precious.
Anyway, by the way, a brief story. Another reason to hate children. So I'm running on the hiking trail the other day with my dogs.
Yes.
And a little kid, scares Fred. And Fred went in front of me, and I have, scabs all the way up both my arms and legs.
Oh.
The dad's like, oh, sorry, he's playing. I was like, ah.
See, you were running on the hiking trail. You should have been hiking on the running trail.
Well, that would be better. Okay. Anyway, I'm bringing my husband. We're attending the meet and grow. Please eat a sandwich while you're here. Our food's great. He likes a woman with a little more meat on her arse. Wow, she's preemptively warning me that her husband's going to go all skeevy on my ass and need, a little more meat.
And they have some good fattening food there.
Oh, yeah.
Chicago, we like good meat to beef it up a little bit.
Yep.
Have some
Italian,
sausage.
Italian beef sandwich.
Yeah. Sandwich.
We'll get an Italian beef sandwich down there.
And a Chicago dog.
Okay.
From Super Dog.
All right, so maybe a burger at Billy
Goat. Bailam to Bright Green Relish.
Yeah.
All right, we have, where's my dream music? A lot of people have weird dreams about us. Did you notice that? Now Roland, my tour director, we spend entirely too much time together.
That's, yeah. Don't do, yeah, oof.
Roland writes, so now you invade my dreams. I have this long, involved dream last night that took place at the presidential inauguration, and you took me there because Shelley Wright ran against Obama and lost, but she ran as a Democrat. Oh, well, if I could at least get to admit she's a Democrat, I might have to go with that instead of Obama. For some reason, you and I took a Greyhound bus, which we both know would never happen.
Right.
Yeah, no. That was...
No. You're too.
You took both, a bus? Yeah. How precious.
Both of you are way too much a wilting flower to even get near a Greyhound bus.
And Julie in Seattle, oh, you sweet little... Steph, I paid cash money to restart my podcast today. Good go!
Yay!
Only $4.95 a month, by a year in advance. As if you need the dough, congrats on, congrats on the continued smash success of that life juice sucking comedy triumph sexy liberal tour. You're apparently going to be on until the day that Hal and John are wheeling you out on stage mumbling obscenities in your old Lucy voice.
Well, you do that now.
We're pretty close. We're pretty close now, but thank you. All right. By the by, there is, in case you've just tuned in, there's a bit of fifth accuser already of Herman Cain. It's less than 24 hours since Sharon Bialik revealed details about her alleged unwanted aggressively sexual Herman Cain experience in 1997. Yet we have someone new to meet. Let's give me some dating game. It's Herman Cain dating game music. A warm welcome, everybody, to Donna Donella. Cain accuser number 5. Donella is a 40-year-old former U.S. aid worker from Arlington, Virginia, tells the Washington Examiner that at a seminar back in 2002... Cain asked her to connect him with a lovely young lady who had asked a question during his speech. So she was more a pimp than an actual victim, this woman. She was asked to pimp for Herman Cain, not... When Donella declined, Cain allegedly responded, then you and I can have dinner.
Yeah!
He's a good executive. He, flexible, changed his options at a moment's notice. According to the Examiner, Donnie's colleagues all then suggested a group outing, which I said, block. We've all done it.
Yeah.
It's the block brigade.
Well, I like groups.
No.
Yeah, I don't think that went the way he wanted because he asked the waiter to pay for, he asked the waiter for two $400 bottles of wine and then stiffed the rest of the group at the same time to pay.
Wow.
Even almost the skeeviest of all the skeevy allegations about Herman Cain. All right, let's dive into the right wing world, see what it's doing, shall we, kids? What?
There.
Why did I guess that? It's just so strange. Sean Hannity seems such a feminist and so concerned with sexual harassment when he felt Bill Clinton was doing it.
It is playing the race card in the worst way.
Right.
I am tired of their narrative. I'm tired of their lies. And as soon as Herman Cain gets support from people, all of a sudden that takes their narrative and blows it up. Mm-hmm. There's nothing here.
It's nothing.
The lady didn't even work for the company.
Yes, she did, and then she didn't anymore.
They're all a bunch of lying bitches. Is that what
apparently. Uh-huh. Yeah. Wow. Well, and actually, she's a Republican, and the Cain campaign named the Rick Perry campaign is the other white Republicans behind this.
Yeah.
So,
which just proves my point that liberals Democrats hate black people.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder what the lovely and talented Mrs. Hannity thinks about Sean's views of sexual harassment.
One wonders. Okay. Oh, boy. Must we? Rush Limbaugh, also noted feminist.
Yeah.
Folks, get this now. I have been wrong in pronouncing the fourth Cain accuser's name as Bialik. Gloria Allred says that her name is pronounced Bialik. As in by a lick.
By a lick.
By a lick. It's B-I-A-L-E-K. I assumed it was Bialik, but Gloria Allred says her name is by a lick. As in by a lick.
We get it. That's subtle. That's almost as subtle as Herman Cain. Wow.
Wow.
Okay. That was subtle comedy there.
Well, he's playing to his audience.
Yeah.
I got it right.
He's doing a live show. Did you hear that? He's doing a live stage show as well.
Yeah. Really?
I'm told by little birds that it's not doing very well.
Oh, bless his heart.
It's not selling like, for instance, the Sexy Liberal show. Who would have known?
You really want to stare at Rush Limbaugh on stage?
That sweaty right-wing tour is not doing quite as well, apparently.
Buy a lick, get it? Ha!
I could do this all night, folks.
Oh, my God.
It's right-wing comedy.
It's Jabba the Hutt tour.
It's right-wing comedy, everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
The only thing that would sell tickets to that is getting, well, Carrie Fisher from 1982 up there in a male bikini.
She's lost a lot of weight.
Has she?
Yes.
Mm. Okay.
Okay, Mike Huckabee on the schedule.
My favorite place for a quick meal on the go is the Popeye's Chicken in Terminal B. I like it because the food is quick and delicious, and especially I just adore the staff there because they speak the southern language that I grew up on and still understand. Mm. But in light of the Herman Cain controversy, I realize it might not have been southern gentility, but sexual harassment. Because the ladies behind the counter called me honey, sweetie, and darling. Maybe instead of feeling at home, I should have been offended, called a lawyer, and demanded free spicy chicken for life. I mean, I should have known something was inappropriate when they asked me if I wanted legs, breast, or thighs.
You're a moron.
Yeah. Hey, if he gains some more weight back, he could go on this the fat, sweaty white guy right-wing tour, too.
If he keeps eating Popeye's chicken every time he's in the Atlanta airport, he's going to gain all that weight back.
Bust out that material.
I was just in the Atlanta airport the other day.
Really? Okay.
Did you go to Popeye's chicken?
If you're going to Atlanta's airport, you're going to see some large people there.
Jim Louise. Okay. Alex Castellanos.
Until this point, Wolf, that's right. He framed this as a debate really between Herman Cain and the news media. Pick which one you believe is telling the truth. Well, he can't do that anymore. Now there's a witness out there. There's human evidence. And it's much more difficult. I think you could say today that the Michael Jackson jury found Herman Cain guilty in the court of public opinion today. The dots now, you don't have to connect them. They're beginning to connect themselves. And this is a blow to the campaign.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
Oh,
boy.
He said blow. Okay.
Alex Castellanos was speaking reality. The presidential hopeful, Herman Cain.
All right, Jonah Goldberg on Britt Baer.
Right now, there's a major rallying around Cain. There are a lot of people who feel that the media is being unfair to him, that this is trumped up. There are all these comparisons to Clarence Thomas, which I think are strained. Mm. When they're in that mode of defending him as a cultural lightning rod, that his poll numbers are going to stay up. And it's only when they start refocusing on the election itself and whether this puts him in a bad way actually going up against Obama that the calculation changes, and I think he gets hurt, and eventually he just slowly siphons off support.
Mm.
Wow.
Yes, he's sucking off support from other people right now.
At least Jonah stayed away from that. He said siphoning off.
Oh, yeah sure. Uh-huh. Rick Hume on the Brit Bear.
Finally today, though, an actual person came forward to claim Herman Cain groped her in a car on a Washington street 14 years ago. Cain promptly denied it, but this accusation changes things. Never mind that at her side was the lawyer Gloria Allred, a longtime liberal activist. Allred's clients in recent years, by the way, have included two porn stars accusing famous men of sexual misbehavior. And never mind that this woman, who filed no complaint at the time, is apparently playing no legal action now. Cain now faces an accusation with someone with a name and a face and a detailed story. Hmm. It may not be fair and it may not be true, but this takes the case into new territory.
Well, 14 years ago, it's like it never happened. Quit whining.
Yeah, I think that does give it more credence. She's not suing.
Right.
It's the thing. It's like, so he's going to come out today at his press conference and say, it's about money?
She's not suing, so there's no validity to it, obviously.
Right.
If it's not about money, it didn't happen.
Yeah,
conservatives are starting to peel away from
You want to have it right. You want to have it both ways. You're saying that, these settlements weren't really settlements, and people routinely give people a year's salary when nothing happened, So, so that was nothing. And now the fact that she's not suing.
She's not going after money.
Yeah,
well,
clearly that's a lie,
also
too.
Also proves something.
See? Okay.
Somehow,
right.
I hope.
That concludes it.
Oh, dear.
Sad and confusing right-wing world. 18.
Hume sounded really torn to bits about this.
Yeah, he just, oh boy.
I have to report on this.
20 minutes after the hour, right back. More of the full-strength Stephanie Miller Show now with more Jim Ward on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I got her number off the men's room stall. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
29, or excuse me, 25 minutes after the hour.
Huh?
Pardon me, 1-800-STEP-1-2, no Randy Rhodes. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. What do you call it, the news, in case you hadn't heard, boxer Joe Frazier has died.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier!
Susan? Jim, to get to that before the Daily Show steals it tonight.
Yeah. Well, they probably already have.
Yeah.
I did it in the first hour.
Yeah. Yeah, we have it on tape.
6 o'clock hour. Like,
yeah, 6:06. Take that.
Take that, Colbert.
We were inappropriate sooner than you were,
yes.
So there. Okay. Anthony in D.C., you're on the Stephanie Miller Show on the Herman Cain story. Hello, Anthony.
Hey, Stephanie. How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm not saying that it didn't happen, because I think it did happen, but I don't think it happened the way that she says it happened.
Which one are we talking about now? We're up to five women.
I'm sorry, the fourth one. The one who
the
did
fourth
the,
one.
Right, the one who did the interview with CNN.
Don't you think this story was made for that saying about where there's smoke, there's fire? Don't you think?
No, I do. But my point of it, and it probably did happen, but when you bring Gloria Allred in, it's about money. Because this lady could have been the first one to do this. You know, but she's the
fourth. She's not suing, though.
No, she's not asking for money.
No, she's not suing. But she's also will get TV appearances. She'll get fees for articles and even a book in it. Come on, will you walk in there with Gloria?
I don't know if there's a book in this, and you don't get paid to go on CNN.
Well, Stephanie knows that.
Yeah, trust me, I know that. You get a free car ride, like a golden retriever.
Yeah.
Would you like a free car ride? Come and talk to you. You can put your head out the window. Steve in Orange County, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hey, how are you? I'm going to talk about the same person he was talking about, Gloria Allred's client.
Mm-hmm.
As a father of daughters, of course, I would never want anything like this to happen to my daughters. But if it did happen, A, yes, she would have come out right away. Gloria Allred is not going to represent her for free. We all know that. And, you know, people keep saying she's not getting paid. Sure, she may not get paid for going on CNN, but if she goes on Dr. Phil, Dr. Oz, ends up with some other sort of interviews in magazines, she's going to get paid.
Right, but it doesn't necessarily make it untrue, does it? I mean, at this point, this is five women now.
Yeah.
Okay, why didn't she say something 14 years ago? Look, I have daughters.
Maybe she did.
My daughters know if any man ever touches you that way or is inappropriate, you know, first you punch him in the nose, then you go to the cops. But, you know,
14 years ago, things were different.
It wasn't that long. 14 years ago, things weren't that much different, okay?
So
Steve, you know what? You know, a lot of times, when these stories come out, it proves exactly why they didn't come out originally, because they get called sluts and worse by people like Rush Limbaugh.
And they get Anita Hill.
If they're not on the right side of their politics, you know? I mean,
anytime you come out with Gloria Allred, you know you're doing it for the money.
Well, see, my point is right now, you know, clearly they're coming out for the same reason they say that Anita Hill came out, because she didn't think Clarence Thomas was fit to be on the Supreme Court, and he's not, and she doesn't think Herman Cain is fit to be president, and he's not.
Was she with Clarence Thomas, was she the fourth person to come out, or was she the first person to come out?
Who, Anita Hill?
She was the first. Yeah, he said Anita Hill was the first.
Okay, so that can't be true, because
no,
she was the first person, and this woman can't be.
I think Anita Hill was right.
Okay.
Guess what? Anita Hill did not get paid. But this woman, if she gets $1 for going on Ellen or Rosie O'Donnell or any show, Dr. Phil, Dr. Oz, anybody, she loses all credibility.
No, she does not.
Yeah.
No, because right now her name is being dragged through the mud.
Uh-huh.
And why would someone put themselves through that voluntarily if it didn't really happen?
Yep. Yeah. 29 minutes.
Well, for the money, clearly.
Oh, yeah, because there's so much money going on Ellen.
There's more inconsistencies in this story than Herman Cain has, actually.
Yeah.
29 minutes after the hour. Right back with Charlie Pierce next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
How old do you think I am?
I don't know. 29?
Wow, you are good at guessing ages. I am exactly 29.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number, toll-free from anywhere. It's Tuesday. There's only one man now that understands. And that's the author of Idiot America.
Pierce.
Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why,
Why's everybody always laughing with me?
Wah, 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 wah. Good morning, Charlie Pierce.
Hi, kids.
Your
what's
sandwich
up? It's election day.
Yeah, in Ohio.
That's right.
That's right. I've been meaning to get to that.
In Ohio and in Maine, where they're trying to get rid of same-day registration for voting, and in Mississippi, where they're going to have zygotes, you know, serving you at the Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Lots
it's personhood day in Mississippi.
Yeah.
Lots of things going on today.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, though, Charlie, I think this is a big deal in Ohio today, don't you?
I hope so. In fact, I'm just writing about it. In fact, there'll be a blog, something will be up in the blog later today. I hope, you know, obviously I hope that it, you know, I hope that the repeal passes, which I think it probably will. But I want to know what happens next. I mean, I'm getting a little tired, frankly, of the concept of buyer's remorse.
Yeah.
You know, you knew
yeah.
who these guys were when you elected them. You knew exactly what they were going to do.
Yeah.
And now what will happen after this passes? You're going to go back to, you know, how many people on that lawn in Ohio, seriously, if you could spread enough sodium pentothal around, how many people on that lawn in Ohio do you think voted for John Kasich?
Yeah.
I'm willing to bet a substantial percentage of them did.
Yeah. In fact, here's John Kasich yesterday, who I'm not sure he's somewhere in popularity between what, Rick Scott and Scott Walker?
If local communities can't control their costs and keep raising taxes, it becomes an impediment, particularly for small business, to be there.
Yeah, okay, so he's going to get, it looks like, totally faced on this SB 5 today in Ohio.
Yeah.
It looks likely, from what I'm told, that Scott Walker will be recalled.
I the last I heard said that was harder. That was going to be harder than it looked before.
Okay, well, what I'm saying is, to me, it seems like what we've been saying, there has been unprecedented Republican overreach, and judging by, I even mentioned Rick Scott in Florida, judging by the polls, Charlie, there's unprecedented pushback now.
Yeah, I think there's pushback. I don't know whether it has legs. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're going to win your battle today, and then what happens? Do you go back to listening to talk shows and being angry at teachers because they have pensions, and being angry at teachers because they have summers off, and wondering about whether those firemen are cheating you on their disability, or are we going to act, or is there actually going to be a movement that comes out of this? I don't know exactly, to be perfectly honest with you.
I have to say, I mean, I've mentioned this before, but I agree with Barney Frank when he's talking about the Occupy movement. It's where were you in the midterms?
Yeah, but we're not talking about the Occupy movement here. We're talking about unions, okay? We're talking about white. We're talking about what we're talking about. We're talking about white middle class struggling families who are the people who listen to Rush Limbaugh in their car, okay? Mm-hmm. And are suddenly amazed to discover that all of these people mean what they say.
Yeah.
I've grown impatient with these folks. I really have.
Yeah.
Stop voting against yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, we have to talk about some of your stuff from Esquire.com. It's a delightful one. Your Herman Cain update for November 7th.
Oh, yeah. That's become a regular, one of our few regular features on the blog.
Somebody get this cool woman a copy of Herman Cain's Rules for Journalism. And then, as you mentioned, one of the things you never want to see in this life, Gloria Allred around the other side of your legal case.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. Jim Cantore in your town right before the storm hits. You never want to see him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Chris Hansen at your breakfast table.
Nothing
good can come of any
exactly.
of that.
Yeah. It's just your random.
I mean, I'm hitting Cantore with a brick if I ever see him, to be perfectly honest with you.
Why? Just if you knock him out, then the hurricane won't come?
They don't send Jim to flurries, okay?
No, they don't.
They send Jim to Arctic to nuclear winter.
And yet, at the end of your Herman Cain thing, you write, "Hey Mitt, they still hate you." I mean, the fact that he's
picked up some points.
Yeah. Well, you are actually now sandwiched between the fifth Herman Cain accuser and probably another one if the timing holds by the end of this show.
Yeah, it was really funny though, because a couple of nights ago, and I actually commented on this in the blog, Lawrence O'Donnell and Roger Simon from Politico were sitting there asking why the anonymous women who got the settlements haven't come forward and given their names.
Yeah.
And they said, well, you know, who could sue them? I'll tell you why they haven't come forward. It's because of what's happening to this other woman now.
Yeah. No, exactly.
It has nothing to do with being sued.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's what we were saying. You basically, your post is the 2012 election field is an embarrassment to democracy.
I think I'm probably overstating just a hair, but
yeah. You say that Republicans have produced a field of candidates so utterly comical, so completely devoid of conventional political merit that the field itself is strong evidence for the elimination of the Republican Party. I wondered if it was me. I'm going, is this just the paltriest pack of fools we've ever seen?
Yeah, but unfortunately, the only way you get to make that happen is if the other party takes advantage of it. And the other party has been disinclined to make an issue out of the fact that the Republican Party's out of its mind.
Yeah, Yeah, I mean, well, you know, I don't know, but do you just stand back when you have a field? I mean, Rick Perry's drunk. Herman Cain is clearly a serial groper or whatever he is. Michelle Bachmann's out of her mind. I mean, do you just stand back?
Yeah, Michelle made a point yesterday in her speech to the Family Research Council that I could sum it up briefly by saying that she believes that a woman has no right what to do with her uterus, but every right to do anything she wants with her desk lamp.
Yes.
Basically, because no right to choose, but a freedom to choose your light bulbs.
And she, and by the way,
people don't laugh at a party that produces someone like this.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you were saying she was talking to the Family Research Council and called her rivals frugal socialists. So she's calling even Mitt Romney a socialist.
Yeah, I like that one. I don't know what it means, but it sounds great.
Yeah.
I think it's a roots band from Austin, actually. the frugal socialist.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And you also talk about a genuinely strange spectacle in Houston. Herman Cain, by all accounts, now up to four, an unsuccessful adulterer, took the stage with Newt Gingrich, by all accounts, too many, a very successful adulterer, for which was billed a Lincoln-Douglas-style debate. And you make the, I think, the very apropos observation that they look like Statler and Waldorf from
they
the Muppet
do.
Show.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Lincoln and Douglas had to stand up for like 7 hours at a time. Well, not the whole time, but, you know, when they were delivering their remarks. These two guys are sitting there in armchairs and agreeing on everything.
Yes.
Yeah,
it wasn't much of a debate.
And
at great length.
And it wasn't a debate, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the point you just made, you close it out. You say instead the Democratic Party has failed utterly in its duty to force the Republicans to regain their sanity or die as a political entity. It has failed utterly to even try. What we see now is that in the Republican primary as a result of that failure, it's bad enough the Republicans will pay no price for embarrassing themselves. There's no reason the entire country should. What did the Democrats do? What's your?
Well, I mean, I think that I don't think the. I mean, the Republicans had no problem in painting an ordinary kind of boring prairie populist like George McGovern as a wild-eyed radical. Okay.
Right.
Even though it wasn't true.
Right.
The Democrats should have no problem painting these other guys as extremists, but they don't seem. They seem reluctant to do so.
Right.
I mean, I read a poll yesterday from the Democracy the Democracy Corps, which is Stan Greenberg's outfit, warning the Democrats not to embrace the Tea Party, Occupy movement too closely because, you know, there's too many independents out there who don't think in political terms. Well, I mean, where do you go with that? I mean, if you don't think in political terms now, you're committing national suicide.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously you saw the poll out today, the NBC News Wall Street Journal poll. The president continues to run ahead of any fictional or real Republican. Leads Romney by 6 points.
Fictional candidate, real candidate, or Herman Cain.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I'm not entirely sure he's in either of the previous two
categories.
Yes,
he's somewhere in between. As Rachel Maddow says, he could be a performance artist that has punked all of us. I'm not really sure.
I mean, I'd feel that way. I'd feel like Rachel too, if the guy wasn't picking up points of the poll.
Yeah, yeah. Although, I mean, not
he
according.
He seems to have hit a snag right now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, not according to the latest ones in all voters, right?
Well, when's he talking today? Do we know?
Noon, right? Pacific time?
Yeah.
I believe noon Pacific time.
Noon Pacific
around,
time?
Around there.
Maybe. So that's 3 o'clock my time.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, all right.
I don't want to miss it because that will be your update today, I'm sure.
That will be on Esquire.com immediately.
I mean, is it just going to be, you think, brass ones and brazen it out, or is he actually going to admit something?
I don't know. Like they have been so unequivocal. They've really painted themselves into a corner.
Well,
Charlie.
They've been really unequivocal on this latest one.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, they've equivocated their brains out on the ones that are anonymous. You know, it happened. I didn't know. They paid. How did I know? I was only the head of the organization. They were writing checks for my groping, and I didn't know about it.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. But, I would love to see him go on because he bedevils everyone. I mean, sooner or later, the level of condescension is going to get so high in that party. You know, Herman, you're a great guy. I really like Herman, but what the hell is he doing to us here?
One of our friends, Carlos Osrocki, said he's Eddie Murphy in Trading Places. He just doesn't know it yet.
Yeah.
I thought he was Eddie Murphy in Coming to America. I thought he was one of the barbers.
Lord. Charlie Pierce, our buddy, our pal, Esquire.com. Great
See
stuff,
guys.
As usual. Thank you.
Bye, bye. Charlie.
Let's do Noel in Los Angeles real quick. Hello, Noel. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hey, Steph Mooks. Good morning.
Hey, baby.
Listen, I'm speculating here, but
in other words, you don't have the facts to back this up, but go ahead.
I don't have the facts to back this up, but guess what? I'll bet you anything, if Herman Cain had gotten any one of those women pregnant, he would have dragged them kicking and screaming to an abortion clinic.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you know what? Because as far as politicians like him are concerned, these right-wing hypocrites, they don't want women to have abortion, whether they are raped or because of incest. But God forbid you should get a politician could should get a woman pregnant outside of his marriage. Then all bets are off.
Yeah, I can't have a wedlock child. I'm running for president for Pete's sake. let's go to Malcolm in L.A. real quick. Hey, Malcolm, welcome.
Hey, to your callers that are accusing her of being in it for the money, I heard on another show yesterday she was offered exclusives, big money to do exclusive print, and turned it down.
This is, now, which one are we talking? This is yesterday's, the fourth one, or the fifth one today?
Violet.
Oh, Sherry. Okay. Yeah, the one yesterday. Yeah. Yep. I mean, again, as we've said, they're all over the place. Like, which is it? They got a settlement so it couldn't be true, or that they didn't get money so it couldn't be true? All right, 45 minutes after the hour, right back with more on this on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Just stay on this frequency. We'll be right with you. Just stay on this frequency.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. Getting jiggy with it.
Bring it. It is the Stephanie
it's
Miller
sprung.
Show.
It's already been brought in.
Yeah, consider it brought on. 50 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Gerald McAdee, president of Ask Me, one of our very favorite unions, to talk about the big day in Ohio today on SB5, which is, like Frazier, going down. Okay,
Don't count your chickens before they're hatched.
All
come
right.
on.
I'm just guessing.
We need everybody to go out there
and
vote.
The president's carny today on
The president does not support the ballot initiative in Ohio that would strip away fundamental collective bargaining rights.
Thank you. Okay, Jennifer in Sacramento on the Herman Cain controversy. Hey, Jen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to comment those last two male callers. One of them said, well, why didn't she speak up before if it actually happened?
Well, she did.
And she did. And there were signed affidavits from other witnesses saying she reported to them contemporaneously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right after it happened.
That's called a prior consistent statement, and that's actually that bolsters her credibility. So she apparently did. She just didn't sue him at the time.
Well, and Jen, isn't our point well taken that when they do this, it's an example of why other women don't? Because, you know, Rush Limbaugh says something piggy and calls you names, and there you go, right?
Exactly. And thank you for the good time at the Orpheum a couple of weeks ago, Stephanie.
I beg your pardon. I know what you're talking about. Oh, I thought you were making a Justin Bieber-type accusation. You just meant as a comedy show. Well, fine.
Yes.
It's not my child. All right. I love you, Jen.
Thank you.
Not that way.
Even though
not in the 30 seconds at the Staples Center after the show kind of way.
A Staples Center bathroom.
Sometimes those meet and grubs get out of control, if you know what I'm saying. Speaking of which, by the by, this is very exciting. We are Austin, by the way, this Saturday for Sexy Liberal, Buffalo, Fort Lauderdale, and then the big, we're excited about this, it's the big end of the year show in Denver.
As 2011 draws to a close, this year's most popular and highest grossing comedy tour, the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show, invites you to a very special Christmas Hanukkah performance.
Happy Christmas Hanukkah got to you.
Denver, Colorado, here comes Stephanie Miller right down Trail Ridge Road.
Here comes Santa Claus.
Here comes Santa Claus.
On December 17th, the Paramount Theater will welcome everyone's favorite mischievous elf, Hal Sparks, the man who can teach us all about the true meaning of Christmas Hanukkah, John Feeblesang, and talk radio's progressive prophet herself, Stephanie Miller. Tickets are available at the Pepsi Center box office, Dick's Sporting Goods kiosks, at TicketHorse.com, or by calling 866-461-6556. Denver, forget about that worn-out fake fox war on Christmas.
Somewhere Jesus is weeping.
Come celebrate Christmas Hanukkah with the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show.
Yay, Shano!
Yay, Shano!
That was Bob Dylan singing Here Comes Santa Claus, and then that was for John.
Ticket to Dick's.
Here comes Santa Claus.
Okay.
Yeah, must have been from his Christian period.
All right, Billy, my right-wing love muffin in Texas, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Billy.
Hey, Stephanie, listen, this is what I'd like to see Herman do today. I'd like to see him come out and announce a lawsuit against this lady skank who's come out and started
Lady skank? Oh, okay. And you base her skankiness on what?
Well, what she said.
Oh.
What she said, Herman Cain did to her?
Her getting her head in the way of his hand as it was pushing it into her crotch, his crotch.
Put up or shut up to all of them.
What does that mean?
Well, prove it or shut the hell up.
So how do you prove that exactly? In a court of law, you get two sworn statements like Lori Alred did from these other friends that she told immediately after it happened.
In a court of law, all Herman Cain has to do is say, hey, this woman said this, and it harmed me, and so she's wrong. And that's what he ought to
and
do.
And no, that's not all.
That's how it works.
No. Billy, you are wrong and kind of dumb there.
Why do you assume she's lying?
I assume she's lying. Because of the timing and Gloria Allred. Let's see how young Gloria Allred sticks around when she this woman gets sued and Gloria's put on the defensive. Let's see how long she sticks around.
Well, I bet you she will.
Yeah, she will. Gloria is an excellent attorney.
Gloria is a mercenary. We all know that.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right. So what about the other five women? We're just focusing on the one.
Too. Yeah.
Well, the other
Lying
five,
bitches.
They piled on. One person came up. They thought they'd take a shot at
Herman.
They threw something at it. It looked like it was going to stick, so other people piled on. All the time. It's a favorite tactic of the left.
So were the women all lying bitches about Bill Clinton, too? Did you defend him?
I defended Kobe Bryant.
Did you defend? That wasn't the question, Billy. Did you defend Bill Clinton?
He's a convicted rapist.
Bill Clinton.
Did you defend him, Billy?
Bill Clinton is a pig. We all know that. He's admitted it.
Okay, so you didn't defend him.
No.
Okay, so you're a hypocrite, Billy. You are a big, fat hypocrite.
How is that? Back that statement up.
Because
you just admitted it.
We just gave you the rope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're on yourself. All right.
Good job, Billy. I love
Nicely
it when he calls
done.
In.
All a bunch of lying bitches.
Did I misspeak? Didn't Kobe Bryant get convicted? No?
You know what? I'm not a sporto, so I didn't follow that story.
Right, let me Google that.
Okay.
I thought maybe I'm wrong. I just think you probably don't buy your wife a $10 million. Nothing happened. Ray in Illinois. I could be wrong about that. Google it. Ray in Illinois.
Hey, Mama Mooks, how are you?
Hello.
Oh, I'm so glad to talk to you. I love your show.
Thank you.
Okay. I've been listening to all these men and that idiot who just called, who has to be the idiot of all.
Oh, well, you're another lying bitch, obviously. Yeah. Liberal lying bitch.
Believe me. The reason I'm so offended is because I was sexually harassed by my college professor.
Zoinks.
Yeah. I was taking Russian. I had to have 14 hours of a language for a Bachelor of Arts. Okay? It was my junior year. Mm-hmm. I was too well invested to back out. Well, this guy decides to have private lessons with me in his office in the morning. And I, being stupid and naive, thought they were legitimate. So the first time I show up, he's just all over me. He's groping me, he's kissing me, and all that kind of stuff. And I was stunned. I never had anything like this happen.
Did he say, Yevas Lublu?
Yeah.
You know what? I don't know why I find myself being jealous. No one ever harassed me in college. I looked like an Armenian dude.
Certainly not
I look kind of like a fullback on the USC football team.
Yeah,
I was a little heavier.
You had the old nose, too.
Yeah, the old nose. Yeah. I look like an Armenian guy.
Hey, and I was even harassed in another language.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that takes some doing.
This guy had a reputation around the college, which I didn't know about. He was a drunk. He was a lech. There had been complaints about him before, but they never did anything because he had tenure.
It was a combination of Rick Perry and Herman Cain.
Yes. Anyway, I actually had the guts to go complain. I actually filed a complaint with the EEOC, and I got another girl who was terrified to do the same thing, another student he tried to do this with. Anyway, that was early in the spring semester. I had to finish that entire semester out. That guy knew about the complaint.
Wow.
My life was hell.
Yep.
And, oh, my God.
Yep.
He would, every day was a ritual humiliation. I had class with him. But I got,
you've summed up the Republican field. Hey, you got your lech in my drunk.
Yeah. All right. Well, prove it. Prove it.
Yeah.
You're getting money from Gloria Allred and all them liberal bitches.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Kobe admitted to the affair.
Yes.
But he denied the sexual assault allegation. The case was dropped after Bryant's accuser refused to testify in the case.
Okay. I apologize then. Just odd that Billy picked him to defend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. 58 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. Oh, it's a festive day. We're between, I think, probably Herman Cain accusers number 5 and 6. And we have Jim Ward all 3 hours.
Boys meeting Jim Ward.
Yay! The band's back together.
Yay!
Pulling up the rope. No one else is getting in the port now. Back to the original Beatles.
What if Aisha Tyler knocks on the fort door?
Oh, she can come in.
Okay. There goes no our boys. No girls allowed.
No more boys. Boys are Ricky.
Well, she wants a job, don't she?
Oh, boy. Don't go Herman Cain on her ass. StephanieMiller.com.
Herman Cain is Squeezy McFeel Pants. I had no idea.
That yeah, he stole your ass. Yeah. He really did. Oh, great, great stuff. In case you hadn't heard, there's a fifth accuser this morning. Yesterday was number 4.
Yeah.
And the fifth person's story is really... something.
According to Billy, she's a lying bitch.
Yeah, Billy in Texas.
Yeah.
They're clearly all lying bitches.
They're all lying, money-grubbing bitches.
Like I said, Billy is kind of dumb.
I've invited him now twice to the Austin Sexy Liberal Show. We're going to mess with Texas.
Yeah, he's not.
He said he's got a thing with a guy.
With a guy.
Or something. Right-wingers just...
a thing with Rick Barrett.
A little humorless. This guy just... Oh, yesterday we did a story about somebody... where was the Reagan statue?
In Newport Beach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They, somebody,
You made Newsbusters because of that, by the way.
Oh, really? Yeah, they made it lean to the left a little bit.
Well, he used to. He was a Democrat for a
while. Gary writes, so you think vandalizing the statue of a great man is funny?
Oh, okay. That's exactly what Newsbusters said. This person read Newsbusters. Uh-huh.
Good Lord, the rod up that man's butt.
Good Lord. The rod up that man's butt must have a rod up its butt.
Oh, look, and he did the William Donahue hypothetical thing.
What
I bet you'd be one of those kinds that gets belly laughs out of Alzheimer's jokes.
No.
Says
no, I wasn't.
No.
It just was reporting a story about they made the statue lean to the left, which we don't we're not usually for prank humor. I just was saying it was a little funny. Okay. Yeah, because
I forgot to tell you about that.
Because Bill Donahue, the Catholic, you know, the blowhole from the Catholic League, he always, when I debate him on CNN, he always goes, "Oh, you'd support Madonna,
putting a
Jew in an oven, and you'd think that's funny, wouldn't you?"
I'm like, "You liberal?
No, well, she didn't, and I what?
Huh?
Okay.
The person who wrote the Newsbusters thing got really screechy and whiny
because I reported that somebody,
And they said
they didn't vandalize the statue. They just made it lean left a little.
Well, they bent it. So yeah, there was vandalism.
All right. Well, I apologize. It's like wow.
And then they said something like you would get all bent out of shape if someone did vandalize your Messiah Obama statue in Indonesia.
Indonesia. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well,
and he got really screechy and. It was a terrible read.
So if someone made the Obama statue lean right, I'd
Mike Malloy would agree with that. Yeah.
I would scream all day long.
Just
spin around on my back. Okay.
A lot of progressives would agree. Yeah, right.
He does lean
to the right.
All right, kids. Steph, I started the South Florida Sexy Liberal Facebook page today, Cliff in Miami. Look at that. Sex of South Florida, Sexy Liberal Tour. Oh, he's a fine American. Look at this. The purpose of this Facebook page is to put progressive radio back on the air in South Florida. To all of you progressive liberals out there in South Florida, you are not alone. This is a numbers game. The more people are participating in this page, the better the argument. Yes! Well, you know what? It's interesting, Chris. We did have a station in Miami where we did very, very well.
Yep.
And they replaced us with sports, which now has a
zero.
Zero. And it looks like the Sexy Liberal Show, when is that? December 10th in Fort Lauderdale is like, I think we're sold out. I think there's not, there may be just those little single tickets too.
Yep.
So apparently there is no market, Jim, for any sort of
clearly
liberal thought in South Florida. Sort of thing doesn't sell, apparently.
No, not at all.
Bitter, party one. Table's ready. you can go to sexyliberal.com, find it up. There's sometimes single floaty tickets, and you can get some Sexy Liberal Strange.
Yep.
All right, Paul writes, Steph, I don't have the facts to back this up, but Herman Cain should not be scrutinized for having committed sexual harassment. He didn't know sexual harassment was against the law. Herman thought harass was a feminine body part.
Nice.
Hey! Right. Herman, blame yourself.
I had no idea it was a verb.
Blame yourself.
I blame myself.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, the Family Values crowd, they're fine. They're defending the Herman Cain.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
Sure.
Because sexual harassment is a fine family value.
However, Gawkery, they're trying to break up the gay penguins.
Oh,
and that's important.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's an update on this story, by the way. So,
what? Oh,
well,
all right.
No, read the story and I'll give you the
update. Gawker's saying the gay-hating zookeepers at Toronto Zoo are about to do something awful. They're going to break up a pair of male penguins, a buddy and his Latin lover, Pedro, and make them have sex with women. Oh, icky. The pair of penguins came from Toronto, from Toledo, where they were already a couple. They spent most of their time together and engaged in mating behavior that males and females normally exhibit. Now the officials in, and they also wanted to marry Michelle Bachmann, so I don't know how they all
so
they
that. Married.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now the officials in Canada are going to separate them and make them mate with women because of their top-notch genes and the threat of birds going extinct.
Yeah.
Gawker writes, guess what? Gay people and gay penguins are sick of being exploited for our genes. Maybe the reason we're so attractive, intelligent, stylish, and gay is we're so incredibly perfect. It isn't meant to be passed on. Everyone would be too perfect. There'd be no one to pick on, no bad taste to make our good taste look better. So for everything that is holy, please keep the gay penguins together. That's right.
Okay.
What is the update to this gay penguin story?
Okay, the Toronto Zoo says we'll reunite the gay penguins after mating season, and that if their genes weren't so critical to continuing the species, they wouldn't have separated them. So they'll be reunited.
Maybe they get David Crosby to impregnate some of the penguins.
Just side note, do Marcus and Michelle Bachmann have any biological children? Just asking.
Yeah, they do.
Oh.
Wow.
They do.
Really?
They,
well,
yes.
So it can happen.
From his
it
biology?
Can happen.
Wow, that's shocking.
Okay.
Yeah, it can happen.
They do have a lot of foster kids. I just was wondering, because, you know, sometimes it doesn't work when they try to force. Okay. Certain mating behaviors. Okay.
Well, you had your Pontillo brothers.
He made her.
I mean, so it can happen.
He made her wear a Brad Pitt mask. Probably.
All right. Let's see here. Shirley in Buffalo, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Shirley.
Well, hi, Stephanie, and hi, everybody in the chat room.
Hello.
Can I be the official unemployed geologist of the Stephanie Miller Show?
Oh, that blows rocks that you're out of work. I'm sorry.
But they're cute rocks. You know, we like them. You know what, Stephanie? Herman Cain is just being really stupid. And, of course, I'm going to be so angry by the end of the week, and I'm already angry now. But here's the thing. If he just he could spin this and sound like a great guy just by saying, you know, I said some things to her. She misunderstood. She said no, and I stopped. I mean, that is one thing that I will give him in this, at least from her story. We don't know about these other ones, but she said no, and he stopped, and apparently he took her back to the hotel and nothing happened. He could really, you know, not be Billy in Texas if he just said something nice like that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, surely
he's talking from experience.
That I have to say, you're absolutely right. I mean, given, shockingly, that his technique of shoving his hand up her skirt and then pushing her head down did not work.
Because all chicks love that.
Persuasive romantic moves. You're right. At least he stopped.
There was a misunderstanding. Five times or more.
Yeah.
I dropped my contact, and I was just seeing if you could find it down
there.
I'm sorry. He doesn't wear contacts. That was a bad example, but you know what I mean. Will in Pennsylvania, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Will.
Hi, Stephanie. I actually agree with that guy with the opposite reason, though, that said he would like Herman Cain to sue these women. I would like to see that, too, except I would like the women to say, if what we're saying is not true, sue us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
try
it.
And obviously he's not going to sue them because it is true.
Yeah.
If these women were slandering him, that's pretty serious slander what they're saying, mm-hmm. and he would sue them. And they're not, and he's not going to sue them. Anyway, that's all. I would love them to go on the offense here and say, go ahead and sue me if what I'm saying is lying, Herman. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've seen him caught in contradictions right in the same sentence on abortion on what was it, Jim? What TV show? And he denied it. No, I'm not. Why are you pointing out that I'm what? No, I didn't. It's her choice. I didn't say that. I'm pro-life. What?
It's her choice if she wants to go to prison.
By the way, we learned something else about Herman Cain on Jimmy Kimmel last night.
What's that?
He confirmed that his wife is a confirmed registered Democrat.
Really?
Yes.
Isn't that the most shocking bit of news? Are we calling Gloria? Let's do it. Do we know the alias that she's been living under or no?
I think we do. I think we have her number.
She probably, yeah, well, I'd become a Democrat, too, if I married Herman Cain.
Yeah.
What are you? I'm whatever you're not, because you
are a pig.
Pig one. Crazy. Number two. All right. Michelle Bachmann, again, looking reasonable and consistent compared to Herman Cain.
I know.
Some Republican candidates seem confused by what it means to be 100% pro-life. I am both personally and publicly pro-life, and I'll never be confused about that issue, and you won't find YouTube clips of me advocating anything else.
Awesome. You're awesome. Oh, she's
a model of consistency.
Yes.
I'll give her that.
By the way, she's a consistently compassionate conservative, by the way. Did you see she said that? Our nation needs to stop doing for people what they can and should do for themselves. Self-reliance means if anyone will not work, neither should he eat.
Wow.
Oof. Wow.
Huh. Take that. Okay.
Blame yourself.
So at least Herman Cain, again, is offering used food. She's offering none. You get nothing.
What if you're quadriplegic? You should just starve to death?
You should die.
Wow. That's...
She also reiterated her opposition to same-sex marriage and promised to push for a federal amendment defining marriage as a union between one man and one woman, like
one
her
gay
marriage.
Man
yes.
One
yes.
So
woman.
She loves the Constitution except for that part.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you. Thanks for coming. All right. 17 minutes after the hour. We have Gerald McAtee, president of Ask Me, to talk about what's going on in Ohio at the bottom of the hour and much more as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
For a good time, call now. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
Hey, Stevie, how you doing? Hey, can't you see me waving at you?
Oh, George Bush. 23 minutes after the hour. This hour brought to you by Solar World. Solar World has been making solar panels right here in America since 1975. Go to solarworld.com to find out more about the leader in American solar.
Yay.
Yay. Today's a big day. SB5 going down in Ohio, in my opinion. Get out and vote.
Get out and vote.
It's the union bash. It's John Kasich's version of Scott Walker's union busting bill.
Yep.
So anyway, yeah. And they're saying talk to the hand. Don't think so, Kasich. Mm-hmm. Also, in Mississippi, Jim, what the personhood bill is up? What is it? What, explain this exactly, Chris. The
People are voting as to whether a fertilized egg is a person or not.
Mm. Awesome.
Mm. Yes. Yeah. From now on, zygotes will be issued driver's licenses and iPhones so they can text each other in the car.
LOL, ROLF, OMFG, MFAL.
When driving on the highway, cutting people off, listening to zygote kiss on the stereo.
Yeah, mini kiss.
Sure.
Ignoring other drivers' warnings.
You're going the wrong way. You're going the wrong direction. You're going to kill somebody.
Shut up, old man. You're not the boss of me. Ah!
Damn fool zygotes.
Thank you, Jim. That was a little...
That's
yay, Jim's
happen.
Back all 3 hours and so are the bits.
Yay.
It's mini zygotes. Driving, listening to minivans.
Oh, of course, I guarantee that's going to happen.
Yeah. Oh, if only I could get Minnie Gaga to open a sexy liberal show. Oh, it's real. She came from Minnie Kiss. What's her name? Jolie. Tara Jolie. She was in...
How do you remember the name?
I have a photographic memory from Minnie Band. She was in Minnie Kiss. And now she's Minnie Gaga. Oh,
Minnie Haha.
So cute. Oh, okay. Just saying.
All right.
Let's go to Therese in Tacoma, Washington. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome, Therese.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hello.
Hi. I've never called in before. I listen to you every morning.
Thank
but
you.
This Herman Cain story just made me very angry with all the men calling in saying they're lying bitches. And I was in the Army for 7 years. And when I was stationed in Korea, sorry, I'm a little nervous.
That's
I've never called in before. When I was stationed in Korea about 20 years ago, I was attacked by a Korean national who worked with the Army.
Yeah.
And there were witnesses to the attack. And I went up the chain of command. I let my first sergeant and my company commander know. My company commander, the first thing out of his mouth was, what did you do to lead him on?
Wow.
I
say. So what do you do when you have witnesses even to the event, yet you have people that are higher up the food chain than you are ask you what you did to lead them on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're probably wearing those slutty camis that send you out so much.
Jeez.
20 years later, it still makes me so angry. And then he wanted me to forgive the attacker.
Right.
Wow.
See what I mean, Teresa? It's like when people go, well, why didn't she say anything? Because of this.
Yep.
Because exactly. Women get treated mm-hmm. like this. Yep.
And that's why I had the call. And I mean, like I said, I listen to you every day. I met you in Seattle. I was the woman you stuck my phone down your pants.
Oh, wow. Well, which technically also harassment. Sorry. Yeah. Good thing you're not
that
litigious.
That was okay with. You know, I agreed to that. I handed you my phone.
Well, yeah. Exactly. You were asking for it.
But,
you know, carrying that slutty phone around with you. Therese, thanks for your story. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephanie.
All right. There she goes. I get the whole front row could sue me at any sex you want to show for sexual harassment.
Eric Bullard has just tweeted a great tweet. He says, we're one year from Election Day, and he said, can't imagine even the most pessimistic Republican could have imagined the state of the party's affairs today.
It's hard to have even really foreseen this.
Yeah.
Well, of course, the breaking news out here in Los Angeles yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
The Conrad Murray jurors.
We, the jury in the above entitled action, find the defendant, Conrad Robert Murray, guilty of the crime of involuntary manslaughter.
By the way, they should just put Randy Rhodes in charge of the legal system. They should give her one of those court shows because she would have been done with this. She was like, what did she say the other day? She's like, Anderson Propofol fall without a heart monitor. You're guilty. Let's go. Let's cover Occupy Wall Street now.
Yeah, and CNN covered this trial thing for like an hour and a half yesterday. Meanwhile, you know, the Herman Cain accusers were talking and all that. I'm like, get to the real news. I don't care about
we'll
this.
We'll have to leave it there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can tell even Wolf Blitzer was a little bored with the Conrad Murray story.
28 after. Let's move on.
Yeah.
No heart monitor. Done. Mm. Let's go to Russell in Rockford, Illinois. Hey, Russell.
Hi. I'm just calling because I'm upset with all these men that
me too.
Are calling these women in their Herman Cain incident bad people. What if they were your mother or your sister or your wife?
Then Russell. She'd be a lying whore.
Yeah, that's what I said, Russell. That's how you can break it down. It's like, what, you know, you don't think this is so bad. What if it were your wife or your girlfriend or your spouse? Yeah.
And if there's evidence there, then Herman Cain needs to stand up and say, I did it, I apologize, let's move on, let's go. But nobody's going to do that because they're worried that everybody's going to find out the Republican Party is a bunch of bigots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, Russell, that's exactly it, isn't it? It's when it's someone of their political persuasion, it's no big deal. Right. If someone is your daughter, it's the guys that will go get a shotgun. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's wrong.
Yep, exactly.
And I feel for these women because, you know, it took a lot to stand up and say, he did this.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
If you're broke, blame yourself. It's your own damn fault.
Yeah, exactly. Well, listen to our last caller, the woman that just called in. You know, she's nervous.
Mm-hmm.
It's embarrassing on both sides. 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I can't. I'm gay for Jamie.
No, that's not a thing. You can't be gay for just one person, unless you're a lady and you meet
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Kids, we're going to mess with Texas Saturday. The sexy liberals are here. Yeah. Yeah.
All the step kids are in Texas.
Yep.
Liberal show is where I'd really love to be. All the sexy liberals in Texas know better than to live in Tennessee.
I already found out where to get my cue. Franklin's Best Barbecue, I'm told. I did an interview yesterday for the Austin paper.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay.
Huh.
Q, that's what they call it.
Really?
Okay. All right.
I thought you were talking like a pool cue or something like that.
I don't know.
I've never been to Texas.
Never
so
works
I have no
out
idea.
When I try to sound hip.
No.
All right. Kids, today, a big day in Ohio, obviously. Voters going to the polls today in an attempt to repeal SB 5, which forces public employees to give up critical rights in the workplace. The governors and politicians, Kasich, et cetera, are trying to balance the state budget on the back of Ohio's nurses, teachers, and firefighters. One of the five Americans
Good
saying,
plan.
No, enough. Is Gerald McAtee, one of our personal favorites, the president of Ask Me. Good morning, President. It's so nice
morning,
to take time.
Morning.
Thank you so much for coming on with us.
Our pleasure. Our pleasure.
Big day.
Yep.
I'll tell you what, Gerald, we started our comedy tour in Madison and gave money to the recalls when all of this, you know, the assault
good,
on workers.
Good for you.
Yeah, but when the workers, you know, assault was going on there, and this is just more backlash to this overreach by Republicans, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You know, the election in 2010, just a whole bunch of right-wing legislators were elected, and they were able to convince nervous voters that they could fix the broken economy, really, and Stephanie.
Yep.
But these right-wingers didn't have a clue how to fix it. It was the biggest con, or one of the biggest cons ever put on the American people. And once they got in, because they didn't know how to fix it, they turned all the blame, or tried to, on public employees and their unions. They screamed about out-of-control wages and pensions. They came up with a legislative agenda. You said you were in Wisconsin. They come up with it in Ohio. They've come up with it in Florida. They've come up with it in Michigan. I mean, it is just hell out there.
Well, Gerald, you've been doing this a long time, and I have to say...
Well, tell me about it.
Yeah. I mean that in only the most loving way. But I think today, you know, it really is an important day, because don't you, when you've been doing this a long time, you feel the momentum shifting back. Don't you? I mean, not just the, you know, Scott Walker may very well get recalled in Wisconsin, but today, I mean, Ohio is such an important state, right? In the, you know, presidential election and you know, aside from that, but this is a big day that this is going to get overturned.
It looks
like.
We feel good. You know, we went out and the unions in Ohio were able to garner 1 million signatures to get this on the ballot. That was a big surprise to Kasich up there, and a big surprise to the right wing. Now, they've been pouring as much money in there as possible. We don't have the money that they have, but we do have the people, and we feel pretty good. The polls are crowded. There's some lines out there, and we feel good about the election. We'll know something probably. I think the polls close at 7:30, and we feel we'll know something by 8 o'clock.
Mm, okay.
And Walker in Wisconsin is next, as you said.
Well, you know what? I got to tell you, I talk to people all the time, you know, in Wisconsin, and it seems like there really is, again, sort of unprecedented energy behind the recall campaign. I mean, they got two Republicans in the recalls thus far, but I think there's unprecedented energy behind the Walker one in particular, don't you?
Oh, my God, yeah. I sit back sometimes and I say, you know, this couldn't have happened. I'm sorry it did happen, really. I'm sorry it happened. But it couldn't have happened at a better time. It has energized our union all across the country. It has energized the American labor movement. I've never seen it with the kind of spark and the kind of fire that it has right now.
Well, because I think it offends people's basic sense of fairness in America. And I think you're right. They absolutely have overreached too far, and they're now getting unprecedented backlash. How do you think this is going to play out in the 2012 election? I mean, first of all, even the Occupy movements, Gerald, they're saying the same thing you've been saying for a lot of years, that we are the 99%, right?
That's right. I think in recent weeks you've seen Occupy Wall Street, Occupy Boston, Occupy everywhere. And I think a lot of this Occupy movement, in my mind anyway, is closely linked to what happened in Wisconsin and what's been happening in Ohio. And I think it's going to be telling on the 2012 election. I think this will help Obama. It certainly won't help any of the Republican leadership on the other side when I look across the board and look at their, candidates out there. I don't see anybody that's going to help workers in America. I don't see anybody that's going to help the middle class.
You almost giggled giggled when you said the word candidates. It's
a joke.
It's quite a field, isn't it, on the Republican side?
Oh, it's a beautiful field. I love that field. I do. I love that field. It looks like the New York Yankees in 1920. Love the field.
One of the things I was going to say, I'm sorry to hear, is you're going to be retiring. You're not going to run again.
No, I'm not. Well, you know, it's been a long run. I think it comes out to about 54 years with the union.
Wow.
About 26 as president. And, it's about time to hand over the reins to somebody else. I feel good. I'm in fighting form.
You said in your letter, with the spark we have lit has ignited a national movement to defend the rights of all Americans against a broken government. And I think that is so well said, and you really have. I think you've done an amazing job at Ask Me.
Well, I'm not going anywhere. My term doesn't end until June of next year. I'm in fighting form, and you can ask any elected official. I've yelled at in the last month. I'll tell you that.
And I've seen it on the TV. President Gerald McEntee of Ask Me, always a pleasure, sir. We'll talk again soon.
Good. Thank you.
All right.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. Okay. Salt of the earth.
Yep.
He likes that Republican field. He giggled. He giggled when he said candidates.
Yep.
I'm Jen in California on Herman Cain. Hey, Jen.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
I'm having a flashback. I am a movie set person and a proud union member and have been for 20 years.
Uh-huh.
And I remember when Arnold was running. All these writers. Oh, he's a family man, though.
Mm-hmm.
No, those women. Blah, blah, blah. Did anybody ever go back and find those poor background artists and people who actually came out and risked their job to say something? No.
Yeah. Once again, where there's smoke, there's fire. And we didn't even know how bad.
Well, we did.
We didn't know that he was actually the sperminator in addition to a groper.
I'll tell you, on set, believe me, you knew, and no one would listen. And but these guys, they don't see it. They don't see it, and that's why women don't come forward.
Yep.
You'll pay too high a price. It's a power thing.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what it is. By the way, somebody writes, Linda writes, I hope Billy in Texas realizes the woman who came forward is a Republican Tea Partier.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. Uh-huh. Just all of their storylines are falling apart.
Yep.
It's like
she's a liberal money-grabbing bitch. What? She's a what? Oh,
she's
damn.
A what now? Oh, dear. Okay. By the way, would this be called a racist liberal thing if a liberal had written this? A conservative blogger wrote that Cain is a jive-talking huckster. They're starting to turn.
Yeah.
Conservatives are starting to turn.
He's one of the Bee Gees?
A conservative blogger, Dan Reel, wrote, so many conservatives driven by nothing more than negative emotions would allow themselves to be drawn in by a jive-talking huckster with silly cobbled together at the last minute plans designed for more pizza box sloganeering than governing a great nation is embarrassing. Oh, dear. They're starting to... Who did you say? Oh, Eric Erickson is starting to reconsider John Huntsman?
Yeah.
Wow.
This is jive talking.
Oh, thank you. I wasn't sure what that was. Okay. Yeah, I don't know what's happening.
Sounds like a didgeridoo.
Even Newt Gingrich is starting to,
frantic.
Yeah. If he looks good to you now, that you've really, you've gone the way of the Whigs already. Wall Street Journal columnist James Taranto, doing the onslaught of conservative media figures downplaying or dismissing sexual harassment allegations against Herman Cain is meaningless or not a real thing.
Right.
Fox News has repeatedly hosted guests to talk down the allegations, push the claim that so many sexual harassment cases may be frivolous. Some say they're all frivolous.
Some people say.
Yeah. In his latest column, Taranto suggested that the women making the allegations against Cain took advantage of a legal regime that is highly indulgent of sexual harassment allegations. Oh, yeah, because the woman hardly ever gets painted as a slut that was asking for it.
Right.
Yeah. He concluded by calling for a rebalancing of the burden of proof in sexual harassment cases. It's like Billy said, prove it. Tell the bitch to prove it. Okay. As our friend,
someone on your Facebook page says that Billy is the Effley Bailey of the trailer park.
Yes.
Yeah.
Our friend Ian Millhiser, he's a legal animus, as I often say.
Analyst.
Sure. Mm-hmm. He said the woman who sought advice from Cain on how she can get a job claims that Cain sexually abused her during the counter. Cain has now been accused of a crime, legally speaking. These allegations also up the ante considerably for the many, many Republicans who raced to defend Cain last week by denying sexual harassment is even a real problem. They are wrong. 1 in 10 women in the workplace will at some point be promised a promotion or better treatment if they're sexually cooperative. Yeah, that's the skeeviest part of this. The fifth woman today, or that was the fourth woman that he said, you do want a job, don't you? Oh. I mean, that is classic
sexual harassment.
Type A, yeah. You know what I mean? That is Exhibit A,
yeah.
Sexual harassment.
And that so clearly illustrates why it's about power and not about sex.
Yeah. Promise of promotion or better treatment if they're sexually cooperative with a coworker or supervisor. Yet even the GOP's most rabid deniers of sexism will have a tough time arguing there's nothing wrong with grabbing a person's genitals against their will or physically trying to push them to perform oral sex.
You want a job, don't you? Eh?
Well, if you're splitting hairs, he did offer her a job, technically.
Yeah.
It's not the kind of sort of job she was interested in. Okay. Wow, here's another compassionate conservative, like Michelle Bachmann. Republican Senate candidate Craig Miller said Occupy Wall Street protesters should get off their ass and go get a job.
Nice.
Oh, by the way, recent polling, 12% of the protesters unemployed, according to the Florida Independent. Miller is a former CEO of Ruth's Chris Steakhouse and was the president of the National Restaurant Association a few years after.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
They're multiplying like rabbits.
Oh, good. All right. Jeez. 45 minutes after the hour. Right back with the waning moments of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Join the party.
1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 50 minutes after the hour. Now it's a jumbo 3 hours with voice deity Jim Ward. He's here for hour number one now. Full strength. Yay! Christmas just came early. Yeah, we're pulling up the rope. No one else getting in the fort?
Nope.
Okay. 1-800.
Well, Hal will be here tomorrow.
Oh, Hal Sparks. That's different. Well, sexy liberals. Yeah. You know, yeah. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number toll-free from anywhere. Oh, for the love of God. Superficial. Lindsay Lohan is costing California taxpayers millions.
Great.
Yeah. Maybe time to execute her. I'm kidding, of course.
No.
I know. I'm just saying. She served her 30-day jail sentence in 4 hours, and she had the nads to call it scary. It was apparently horrifying. Four hours.
Oh, God. There's, like, no cell phone coverage at all.
Yes, an expert said Lohan could have cost taxpayers over $250,000 per hour for her jail time and her years-long legal shenanigans.
Great.
Wow. This one may make Herman Cain look good at his press conference in a few hours. Matthew Fox, we've done this story before.
Yeah.
He's accused of punching a woman in the vagina.
Yeah.
He's countersuing her now, however, according to Celeb Bitchy. Yes.
Okay.
He apparently tried to board a private party bus, which right there, something's gone wrong with your life. When he tried to enter the party bus, the bus driver, a woman named Heather Borman, tried to stop him. Borman claims that she was attempting to get him off the bus. He began punching her in the stomach, legs, boobs, and the aforementioned vajayjay.
She hit me in the fist with her vagina.
Yeah. Fox. She's also going a lying bitch, according to him, I guess. So a lot of that going around, apparently. Fox is countersuing her, saying she's just lying and he's losing work because whatever.
Right.
Borman's story, Celeb Ritchie writes, Borman's story convinced the cops in the DA's office, and just my opinion, but Matthew Fox has been a massive D-bag for years. So I have no problem believing he's just a violent, drunken douche who's just trying to save face here. Stupid vagina-punching asshole. Allegedly. I don't know.
Oh, boy.
All right. Wow. Ozzy Osbourne once soaked a room in shark's blood while on tour. The singer's bandmate says...
Don't drive if you've been drinking shark's blood, man. Stupidest thing you can do, man.
Yeah, apparently. Wow, I've never heard of this. He said that he admits at the height of the band's hell-raising days, Ozzy decided to go crazy with a dead shark because the group weren't excited by drugs anymore. Wow. What is a gateway drug to dead sharks? So with drugs,
goldfish?
You always get bored, so you must do something to one another, like Ozzy hauling a shark through a window and dismembering it and soaking our room in blood.
Right. Okay, and where did he get this shark?
Yeah, there's no backstory on that. So,
bring the shark. I think we cut over this blood all over the place, and it's great.
Oh,
yeah. It's different drugs, man.
If you're staying at the beach and a shark washes up, but if you're like in Omaha or something, it's like, where do you get
a shark?
You
go out of your way to get a shark.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. All right. This is awkward. French President Sarkozy called Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu a liar in a conversation with President Obama that was caught on an open mic. J'accuse. Apparently, Obama is said to have responded, "You've had enough of him, but I have to deal with him every day."
Oh, dear.
Open mics at G8 summits.
But still,
if you're wearing a lav, make sure it's turned off.
But
you know what? What's her face?
Sometimes people like President Obama have lavalier mics on all day long, and they just forget about it. You know?
Here's your alternative. Oh, by the way, I did this poll. NBC, Wall Street Journal poll. President Obama continues to run ahead of... Such a strong field, too, against all of them. Leading Mittens by 6 points and Herman Cain by 15 points. And that's that was between women's 4 and 5.
Women's?
Herman Cain accusers.
Yes.
So we'll see what happens now. Would you like some not-so-fun facts about Mitt Romney from our friends over at Think Progress?
Oh, boy. These are awesome.
If we're going to get to actual things that disqualify him from being president, rather than being a unbelievably unprincipled piece of clip art... as head of the investment company Bain Capital, he laid off thousands of workers. Mitt Romney's advice on foreclosure crisis, don't try and stop the foreclosure process. Hurry it up.
Get them out of those houses. They're lazy.
The former Bain Capital managing director said of Mitt Romney's tenure, we had a scheme where the rich got richer.
And it worked.
Yeah.
Woof.
Mitt Romney set up shell companies in the Cayman Islands and Bermuda to avoid U.S. taxes.
Good place for shell companies.
Under Mitt
Find them on the beach.
Along with dead sharks.
Yeah.
Under Mitt Romney's now, if I had heard that John Huntsman did that when he was in Wizard, I would, you know, his poll numbers
Wizard.
Might finally, you know.
Excellent!
Wizard! A Northeastern University economist found that Massachusetts lagged on virtually every economic indicator when Mitt Romney was in office, in addition to being 47th.
You're welcome.
Among 50th job creation.
Who did that? You did. No, I didn't. It was you. No, it was him. It was me.
Mitt Romney's top economic advisor said the offshoring of American jobs was a good thing.
It's very good.
Yeah, you've done a good thing, Mitt. You've done a real good thing.
Good what you did, Anthony. It's real good. We love TV night.
Mitt Romney called
I'm going to wish you out in the cornfield.
He called the auto bailout tragic after it succeeded. His campaign claimed he had the idea first.
Yeah.
It was
a tragic idea, but it was mine. It worked out great. In a tragic sort of way.
Mitt Romney would repeal Dodd-Frank, of course, which regulates the risky practice that led to the 2008 crisis. In 1996, Mitt Romney called the flat tax a tax cut for fat cats. In 2011, he said, I love the flat tax.
Love the flat tax.
Yes, he did.
His corporations are people.
He supports privatizing Social Security. Mitt Romney opposes troop withdrawal from Iraq.
Companies are people.
He said that catching bin Laden would be insignificant. It's not worth moving heaven and earth. Mitt Romney says it was entirely possible... that Saddam did have WMDs.
Computer says no.
It's also entirely possible that monkeys might fly at my butt.
Asked if Iraq was a mistake, he said, well, the question's kind of a non sequitur.
What?
Huh? So Iraq not a non sequitur. Asking him about it is a non sequitur.
Yeah. Does he know what non sequitur means?
No. That doesn't make any sense that he doesn't know what a non sequitur is. Does it? It's like
non-sequitur.
A lamb. It's like a lamb in ballet shoes.
Non sequitur, okay. That doesn't follow.
Oh, God, it gets betterer and betterer. Michelle Botwin calls Mitt Romney a cheap communist.
Well, I don't think she used those words.
All right, Gawker is, you know.
Okay, embellishing a little bit.
They've called Obama socialist. Now Michelle Botwin is using
expensive comment.
The loaded the term to attack Mitt Romney, dropping a veiled shot at an unnamed frugal socialist who could challenge Obama in 2012. Unfortunately for too many Republicans, she said they aspire to be frugal socialists. We can't preserve liberty if the choice is between a frugal socialist and an out-of-control socialist. So Mitt Romney... is a socialist, apparently.
I don't think the words frugal and socialist have ever been put together before.
No. Well, she did. Rick Perry's mother doesn't even like him. That can't be good news.
Oh, no.
Oh, she didn't say that. She just said she doesn't always agree with him. She said, I don't think he's perfect. I don't always agree with him. But he's smarter than I am, and he wants what's best for America. Oh, bless his heart.
Yeah, she has. She and Gloria Cain have something in common.
Bless his drunky little heart.
Yes.
All right. No, we're not calling Glory. We're out of time now, aren't we?
Yeah.
I'd like to thank Chris Lavoie, Jim Ward, and Rebecca Taylor. We'll see you tomorrow for Hump Days with Hal on The Stephanie Miller Show.